I recently received a message from a subscriber requesting that I have a read about the story of an incorrupt baby named Brian. The following story was taken from babybrian.org. This story serves as a beautiful reminder on how God has so much love for children that He highlights what everyone else can learn from them to come to God and enter heaven. Because children display humility and complete dependence when they trust someone, and so God honors their hearts. Brian Thomas Gallagher was born to a faithful Catholic family on a military base at Fort Knox, Kentucky, in 1982. He lived for less than an hour due to complications during delivery. His parents, Sean and Mary Pett, requested baptism from the Catholic chaplain who was notified because they knew that their child would not live long. Brian's parents believed that their son was baptized by a military chaplain at the time, but recent findings revealed that there were no baptismal records available at the Archdiocese for the military services, but it is likely that the chaplain performed a conditional baptism, the condition being whether Brian was still alive out of pastoral care for the grieving parents. It was clear that Brian did not receive the sacrament of baptism in an efficacious way during his brief time on earth. This only magnifies the miraculous nature of his apparent incorrupt preservation and offers a powerful affirmation of the efficacious grace of baptism by desire. Knowing Fort Knox would not be their long-term home, the Gallaghers chose to bury Brian in Highmore, South Dakota, near Sean's extended family. In 2019, as they made plans for their eventual burial at the Black Hills National Cemetery near Sturgis, they decided to have Brian's body reinterred there so they could one day be buried beside him. During the disinterment process, a black hole tine pierced the original casket. In opening the casket to move Brian's body to a new casket, the funeral director discovered that his remains showed no signs of decomposition whatsoever, 39 years after burial. His body was entirely intact, lifelike in color and form, with supple skin, fully intact facial features, no drying, wrinkling, odor, mold, mildew, or disfigurement. His body tolerated gentle handling without skin slippage or hair loss. His blanket and gown were removed, washed, and his body was gently cleaned and redressed, unthinkable in typical exhumation cases after such time. In the words of the funeral director, his body was still flexible for an embalmed infant, enough that we were easily able to remove his clothes to wash them. While Brian was embalmed following an autopsy, and embalming does slow decay, but it does not prevent decomposition entirely, particularly over such an extended period. According to modern science, embalmed remains would typically shrink, stiffen, or even discolor over the decades, and then become completely skeletal after a period of time, as we have seen with a handful of incorrupt saints. Funeral directors who know about this miraculous story of Brian have all expressed great astonishment. In their professional opinions, Brian's condition is well outside the scope of what embalming and burial conditions would reasonably explain. In Brian's case, the condition of his body seems to defy reasonable natural explanation and aligns with descriptions of bodies found to be miraculously incorrupt, inviting further discernment of what God might be revealing through this grace. The Church does not recognize incorruptibility alone as proof of sainthood, but it may be recognized by the Church as a divine sign of favor and sanctity. The photos and stories of this infant bring immense hope and healing to parents who are grieving the loss of an infant or young child, and affirms for many the inherent sanctity of all of God's children. Brian Thomas Gallagher, in his incorruptible state, stands as a silent yet eloquent herald of hope. His story reminds the world to receive children as gifts from God, to honor them in life, and to recognize their heavenly intercession in death. Brian's story is a reminder of how precious and pure children are, not just in the eyes of God, but in society. The great Saint Augustine often preached on the need for adults to become childlike in their faith, while Saint Therese of Lisieux highlighted the importance of loving God and others with a pure, childlike heart.